The state budget office is saying that if Issue 1 passes this fall, it will cost local communities more money for a variety of reasons. That's a main reason why the issue, which is intended to divert money from incarceration into treatment in many cases, has drawn opposition from groups representing cities and counties. The state budget office is required to analyze the financial impact of statewide ballot issues, and it says the constitutional amendment on drug treatment and criminal sentencing, known as Issue 1, would shift costs to local governments in two ways. The first is because former felony offenders could no longer be put behind bars, local governments would have to come up with new sentencing options. Secondly, as thousands of people who were once charged with felony drug crimes get reclassified into misdemeanor offenses, the cases will shift from county common pleas courts to local municipal courts, adding costs to those smaller courts. One of the backers of Issue 1, Dennis Willard, thinks the projections, which come from the Kasich administration's budget office, are wrong.
This is a flawed policy paper prepared for career politicians who continue to dig their heads deeper and deeper into the sand as the opioid epidemic claims on average 14 lives a day in Ohio. Our state is second only in the nation to West Virginia for overdose deaths.
Willard says other reports show $100 million could be diverted directly from state prisons and put into treatment in local communities. But Suzanne Delaney with the County Commissioners Association of Ohio, a group that opposes Issue 1, says there are short and long-term problems with it.
So the first concern we have deals with the retroactive application provision in the amendment that requires courts to resentence and or release any individuals convicted of offense of possessing or using drugs. And there's no funding identified with paying for that particular provision. The longer term and more troubling concern is that it would create an unfunded mandate.
Requirements from the state with no money attached also worry Kent Scarrett with the Ohio Municipal League, another organization that opposes Issue 1.
Cities have been challenged financially for a number of years with cuts to the local government fund, their elimination of the Ohio estate tax. Our revenues are down. State support has been down financially. And now with the different issues included in Issue 1, there's great concern that there will be some unfunded mandates in the application of the changes that are proposed in Issue 1.
The 30 members of the Ohio Mayors Alliance haven't taken a stand on the issue. The group's director, Carrie McCarthy, says mayors are divided on where they stand on it, so the group won't support or oppose it. But he says if it fails, the group will likely support a bipartisan legislative proposal like the one being brought forward by Columbus City Attorney Zach Klein, a Democrat, and Republican Franklin County Prosecutor Ron O'Brien.
The biggest and most attractive piece is that you are bringing law enforcement, people who deal with the prosecuting drug crimes, to the table early. They're from both sides of the aisle. They're in one of the largest regions of the state. They understand the complexity of the challenge.
But one challenge with that plan is it would require the legislature to put it in action. And while this issue of preferring treatment over incarceration has been debated for years, lawmakers have not come up with legislation to address it. And that is why backers of Issue 1 say they brought this proposed constitutional amendment to the ballot in the first place. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.